Hi guys, welcome to Never Too Much True Crime channel. My name is Amaya. Hi everybody. This is a series on my channel where I talk about true crime every week. If you love true crime as much as I do, then let's get started. This week's case is about Kelly Ann Bates. Kelly Ann Bates was born on May 18th, 1978 in Hattersley, Greater Manchester, England. Let's just pray that I pronounced that right. In 1996, James Patterson Smith stated that he abused his girlfriend for more than a month, ending her life. James and Kelly met each other when Kelly would babysit. There was also a 32-year difference between them. Kelly moves in with James when she turns 17 after she graduates high school. Now, in England laws, according to what I've read, they said that 17 was considered an adult. Her parents had no say in any of this. They actually started dating when she was a minor, but she kept it a secret from her parents for 2 years. So what happened to Kelly? Before her daughter's death and before she moved out, Margaret, Kelly's mother, was shocked that James was in his 40s. She thought that he was very creepy. If you're 40 years old and you're always going after 17-year-olds, 16-year-olds, something is wrong with you. I'm just gonna say it. And when you're 17, you don't really see those things. You're not really paying attention to those things on a deeper level, especially if you are naive around that age. Margaret said that when she first met him, that the hairs on the back of her neck went up. There were signs of abuse happening in Kelly's relationship. Her parents noticed that she would come home with bruises and bite marks. Kelly would lie and say that it was an accident. She never told her parents that she was being abused. March 1996, Kelly Ann's parents, Margaret and Tommy Bates, remembered talking to her on the phone. They never saw her after she moved out. Kelly Ann also quit her job that past December and never came to any family events. They were going to visit her, but then decided that no, she's safe, she's okay, it's fine. Her family lost all contact with her altogether. Now, this is how abusers operate. Abusers will sit there and isolate their victims and make you only rely and depend on them. This is heartbreaking that she had to deal with this from this man. Not only from the abuse itself, but the fact that he was probably manipulating her and telling her, oh, you can't see your family. You have to cut ties with them. They're not good for you. Kelly did lose a lot of weight. She wasn't taking care of her appearance. Kelly didn't want to admit that she was being abused at all. She refused to leave him. Margaret received birthday anniversary cards, but it was all in James' handwriting. That's fucking creepy. On April 16, 1996, James goes to the police station to tell them that his girlfriend accidentally drowned in the bathtub. After knocking Kelly with a shower head, he forced her head under the water. He thought that she was playing dead. When they found her body, there was blood everywhere, smeared on the floor, the walls, every single room in the house. This dumbass says that her death was an accident and her injuries were self-inflicted. How? So let's get into details about her death. Kelly was tortured for about 4 weeks. He would use different tools and different methods. He would use knives, shears, forks, pairs of scissors. He also burned her body using hot irons and hot water. Kelly had about 115 different injuries. And that wasn't even the cause of her death. She was starved and she lost a lot of weight. He disfigured her by cutting her scalp, face, her genital area. He even gouged her eyes out so she didn't have any eyeballs. Despite all of this happening to her, she was still alive, which reading about this case, it blew my mind and it made me so angry and so sad. But it blew my mind that he was torturing her for 4 weeks and she was still alive. Drowning is what killed her. Isn't that crazy? Like, imagine someone is cutting up your face, like trying to scalp you and cutting everything and burning you and doing all these things and you're still alive. Like, I don't know how that was even possible. But then she dies of drowning. It's like, she went through so many injuries. It's like, I was reading this and I couldn't believe it. But for him to say that it was an accident, that is full of crap. It was not an accident. He wanted to hurt that girl, okay? I don't know why he's lying, first of all. But again, he was an abuser. People who are abusive or abusers, they are very delusional people. They are. They're delusional, they're in denial, they're never wrong, they're not the problem. They shift the blame on everybody else but them. They'll do the most horrific things to people and go around and say, hey, it was not me, I'm not the bad guy. It wasn't me, a ghost did it. Her death was an accident, even though I tortured her for 4 weeks using different tools. How, that's not an accident. Like, are you serious right now? When her body was found, Dr. William Lawler, he conducted the autopsy, said that her injuries were the most horrifying injuries he has ever seen. And he has done over 600 autopsies. So out of the 600, he said that her autopsy was the most gruesome. At trial, women did come forward about James's abusive behavior. He was also misogynistic and just treated women very terribly. James tried to argue that he was the victim. I know, this dude crazy. He said that Kelly would taunt him. He said that she inflicted some of the injuries. I don't know if that's true or not, but looking at the 150 injuries that she did have, I don't think so. I think that's impossible. I think this guy is full of crap. The jury wasn't buying it. He was found guilty of murdering Kellyanne Bates. In November of 1997, he was sentenced to life. I've read different things. I've read that he was sentenced to 20 years, but then I saw that someone said that he was sentenced to life. I'm not so sure. I've read a lot of articles and they all say like different things. So I don't really know. A psychiatrist who evaluated James explained that he had a paranoid disorder. He was extremely jealous and living in a distorted reality. The jury had to get professional counseling after seeing the images of Kellyanne's body. There's interviews with Margaret, Kelly's mother, explaining how she found out that her daughter died. It was really heartbreaking. Margaret actually died. You know, she was ill for a long time and she passed away. And I think it's so sad that her daughter had to go through that. Just being tortured for 4 weeks. Like, it wasn't like she was tortured for a couple hours or a day. She was tortured probably every day, all day long, no breaks for 4 weeks. It's like, how could you do that to someone? And she was very young too at that. I started to cry when I was searching this case and I was trying to, you know, put all my notes together and really process that there's people out there that are like this. How could you ever think to do that to a little girl? Like, she was really young. I was in tears. I was like, wow, like, how could you? If you or a loved one is in an abusive situation, just know that you can get out of it before it's too late. I'm gonna put some links in the description box below, phone numbers that you can call, websites that you can contact. I'll try to find as many resources as I can. My heart goes out to the family. You know, I love true crime, but this case really messed me up. I was not expecting when I was doing my research. And I think, not I think, the most messed up part about this case, yes, it's the injuries. It's all of these things, yes. But the messed up thing was how he was trying to manipulate the situation. He thought that he was gonna go to the police and tell the police, hey, my girlfriend drowned, but it was an accident, even though I took her head and put it under the water. What did you think was going to happen when you did that? You thought that she was gonna still be alive? Like, this dude, really unhinged. How would you think to do that and think that she was going to stay alive? Realistically, yeah, I put her head underwater and I thought that she wouldn't die, but you know, she died. Yes. Reading about this man really pissed me off. Of course she was going to pass away if you did that. But enough about me ranting. Thank you guys for listening to this week's Never Too Much True Crime. I'll see you guys next week with a new true crime story. Bye.